I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Second flashpoint in the Arabian Sea. Reports now say the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group has destroyed another Iranian drone just hours after the first shootdown. Official confirmation is still awaited, but the message is already clear. The skies over the Gulf are turning into a battlefield. Tracking data suggests the drone, possibly a Shahed 129 or Shahed 136, was returning from a mission close to the Lincoln's last known position. The intercept reportedly involved a U.S. Marine F-35C stealth fighter, the same platform used in Tuesday's first takedown. Two incidents in one day, an extraordinary escalation.
It is an escalation, there's no doubt about it, and it continues to escalate. Iran claims, we were not going to do anything. We're just recon. If you're recon, you are doing something. And you're looking for weakness and opportunity. Let me assure you, we have no weakness. But you go ahead and keep probing. And in fact, now we're getting reports that numerous high-speed Iranian Revolutionary Guard boats are beginning to race around our armada and our ships. They're staying well enough away, but they're testing and seeing how close they can get. And of course, there is supposed to be a meeting Friday. Was scheduled to be in Istanbul between our Ambassador Witkoff and a member of the Iranian government. And apparently Turkey was going to be involved. But now word is coming from Iran. We want to move it to Oman. That's where we want to hold the meeting. Do they even want the meeting? Or are they just going along to stretch things out? You have to ask that question. I want to share the way it's written by Fox News. Talking about, by threatening speed and fury against a regime accused of killing thousands of protesters, Trump has drawn a red line, one that analysts say echoes President Barack Obama's 2013 warning over Syria's use of chemical weapons. Obama ultimately chose diplomacy over military strikes. They'll also say in the process, and they add, that decision weakened the U.S. credibility and emboldened the adversaries. In other words, you're going to draw a line in the red sand? Or you're going to redraw another line? You're going to draw another line? Trump is not going to do that. He's still looking for diplomacy, but we are now in position all around the area. Will the talks be held Friday and where they're held? Well, we're going to have to wait and see. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA, Feb 4, 2026. With Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, commentary. Let me take a moment to also tell you about something that's going to be coming. You know the Winter Olympics are going to start. We had a story yesterday, if you recall, questions about, yes, the Associated Press asking, are enough Somalians being included in the Winter Olympics? What sport? Well, there was one that was going to be a skier. Okay. Are there others qualified for any Winter Olympic sports? Generally, they would be maybe good at basketball. Maybe baseball, soccer, but they were looking for how do we make the U.S. look disgusting? It's the Winter Olympics. It is not all the U.S., but because we've got so many Somalians here that came in illegally and are here now defrauding and scamming, AP thought it'd be a good idea to run a story about. Well, coming up the 9th of this month, that'll be next Monday, right? And all the way through Friday the 20th, we're going to have winter game updates for you every day. Updates on medal counts, stories about local athletes making American proud, favorite memories from winter games past. all sponsored in part by Best Buy Flooring and others. So be listening to that. That'll be coming up starting when the Winter Games begin. With Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. And part of the education today is Tom Holman has made a change in what's happening in Minneapolis. It is a peace offering. He knows what I'm doing is looking like I'm going to be on your side and help you out. Will you guys show something on your side in goodwill? It won't happen. He probably already knows that, probably has said so behind closed doors, but here's what he's doing.
I also want to reiterate and emphasize, we are not requiring jails to hold people past their normal release time for immigration purposes. We're not asking anyone to be an immigration officer. We are not asking any state or local official to do immigration enforcement activity. They are not. By merely notifying us before they release them, they don't hold them 1 minute past they normally would. Given this increase in unprecedented collaboration, and as a result of the need for less law enforcement officers to do this work in a safer environment, I have announced effective immediately, we will draw down 700 people effective today.
Now that's 700 ICE agents. Will that satisfy the left? No, it's not going to. They're not going to be satisfied until ICE is completely gone. And that was part of the funding bill battle that was taking place yesterday, and why so many Republicans ended up voting against Donald Trump on that bill. I'm going to break that down in more detail for you in the next few moments. But Holman has gone in. He's trying to set a new tone. No one at any point is blaming Kristi Noem or any of the agents for anything they did wrong at this time. The last shooting involving the shooting of the male nurse, that's still under investigation. Maybe it was not handled properly. But they are quick to claim it was wrong and they killed this person unnecessarily. They said the same thing about Renee Good when the video shows her clearly driving at the officer, striking him. And he had been subjected to the same thing about a month before. So they had to be in the back of his mind. And we still have ICE agents in the streets wearing masks to protect their identity because they know they're being doxxed and their families could be in jeopardy. And they're all wearing badges and displays of who they are, clearly visible. But the left wants you to believe that they're trying to sneak in and grab people. And to that extent, New York Congressman Nadler says, you know, seeing what's happening out there, I think you have a right to shoot them.
But what is really the major problem in this country today is the fascism in our streets. The attacks on American citizens by masked hoodlums. If you were
thugs?
Attacked by a masked person, you might think you were being kidnapped. You'd be justified in shooting the person to protect yourself.
In other words, he's saying you have a right to do that just because they're masked. You look at the demonstrations in the streets. Look how many of those people in the streets have been wearing masks. And continue. And yeah, if you're going to be kidnapping someone and causing mayhem, you're going to cover your face and do the best you can. But at the same time, they're displaying everything on their body that says, I'm a federal agent. Now, you could say, no, I still think it's someone posing as a criminal wanting to kidnap me and my family. But here's the issue. The latest one who was shot and killed was the male nurse. And a Chicago nurse is basically willing to say, if an ICE agent is delivered to an operating room where I am, I'm doing nothing.
remember how much power nurses have in this country? One of our own was just murdered in the street. So we might be able to stop this somehow. Thoughts?
The type of ICU nurse I was cardiac ICU nurse. And I did a lot of time, lots of hours, holding on a groin that wouldn't stop bleeding. Let me tell you what, that femoral artery, those veins in the legs, the vasculature in the leg, it really bleeds. Bleeds well. Someone could bleed out very quickly from that. Probably like a couple of minutes, really.
I would really suggest to all the healthcare organizations out there that if you have knowingly MAGA employees, that you terminate them. They're not safe people to take care of other people.
They're not safe to take care of other people when their job is to save lives coming in, regardless if they're a criminal who's been shot while trying to terrorize and carry out a crime, whether they've been in a car accident, whether they're a police officer, whether they are just someone walking down the street. Your job is to provide care. And this nurse dares say, if you have MAGA people in your staff, you need to terminate them because they could be dangerous. They might keep an ICE agent alive, and we want them to die on the table or wherever. That's the underwritten statement behind those remarks. What a piece of, yeah, exactly. Well, President Trump was able to prevent a government shutdown for a period of time, but he did lose a lot of MAGA support.
I'm thrilled to sign the Consolidated Appropriations Act to immediately reopen the federal government and fund the vast majority of operations through the rest of the fiscal year.
And it's done, with the House voting Tuesday to vote to advance that funding package. 217 to 215 vote, the House adopted a procedural rule setting up terms of debate for funding, teeing up a final vote that would pass easily bipartisan. But the final vote was not easy. The GOP could only afford one no vote. And two on the board, Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky, Tennessee Congressman John Rose, said they were initially casting votes against it. Then there was a huddle around Rose involving Speaker Mike Johnson, House Majority Leader Scalise, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna from Florida. They were wanting changes in the funding package for the Save America Act. You know what that is? That is, again, to protect voting integrity. They thought, we've got to make sure the vote integrity is maintained. And that's why some of these Republicans did not vote for it. It left that out. It got cut out. Conservative members not happy. So GOP members now scrambling to keep everything together. House Minority Leader Jeffries has said House Democrats are not committed to supplying any additional votes for you. And they're going to continue to undermine it and destroy it. These Republicans that did this, there's a long list of good Republicans on there, and they're not just Republican in name only. I would not consider Chip Roy, who voted against it, to be a Republican in name only. I know they're upset. They didn't get everything they wanted. And many of them, not only over the Save the Vote Act, but fear that the Democrats will not live up to what they say they will. And that I fully understand. And when it comes to voter ID, even CNN and NNN had to admit with Harry Hinton, most of the nation wants voter ID.
Photo ID to vote, and the American people are with Nicki Minaj, because what are we talking about here? So take a look here. Favor voter ID to vote. Look, I got all this polling on the screen going back since 2018. You'll notice on all of it, it's all north of 75%, 76%, 76%, 76%, 81%, and then 83% in the last year of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj. They favor photo ID to be able to vote.
What about by party? What's the party breakdown?
Yeah, normally you might expect, hey, there'd be a big divide by party with Republicans really for it and Democrats really against it. but not really here. I mean, just take a look here. Favor photo ID to vote. You got 95% of Republicans, pretty much all of them, but even 71% of Democrats favor photo ID to vote. So again, Nicki Minaj posting that on X, and what you see is that the American people, actually, it's not really all that controversial. The American people are with Nicki Minaj, whether they are Republican or even if they are Democrats. We're talking about 7 in 10 Democrats agreeing with Nicki Minaj that you, in fact, should show a voter photo ID to vote.
Now, Nicki Minaj is getting mentioned there a lot. She's a black entertainer who's suddenly become a great supporter of Trump. And she knows you're making it look as if black people are not smart enough and capable of getting a voter ID. If they got a driver's license, they could certainly get their picture taken for anything else. And if you're going to check out a book at a library, you're probably going to have to show some kind of ID. So back to Harry Enten on the CNN report on what kind of ID do they expect.
Look here, favor photo ID to vote. 85% of white people favor it. 82% of Latino. 76% of black Americans favor it. So the bottom line is this. Voter ID is not controversial in this country. A photo ID to vote is not controversial in this country. It is not controversial by party, and it is not controversial by race. The vast majority of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj that, in fact, you should have a photo ID to be able to vote.
And that just makes common sense. And there's the break with the Democrats. Common sense. Now, the Republicans had held back their vote yesterday, so this passed barely. If it's one more vote had slipped, it wouldn't have worked. I'm going to go through this list, and as I read them, you're not going to hear a lot of rhino suspects in there. And part of it is because the voter ID was stripped out of it. Democrats didn't want it. And others, Republicans, because they don't believe the Democrats will live up to their promise to help continue funding ICE moving forward. Arizona Congressman Biggs, Colorado Republican Boebert, Oklahoma Congressman Brasheen, Tennessee Congressman Burchett, Missouri Congressman Burleson, Florida Republican Kamak, Arizona Crane, Florida Donalds, Florida Fine, Texas Brandon Gill, Anna Paulina, Florida, Tom Massey, Kentucky, Corey Mills, Florida, Andy Ogles, Tennessee, Scott Perry, Pennsylvania, Chip Roy, Texas, David Schweitzer, Arizona, Kef Seif, Texas, Victoria Schwartz, Indiana, Greg Stu, Florida, William Timmons, South Carolina. Coming up, the crime stats and what they tell us. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's pigeons down on Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. Nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Year-end stats, 20% decrease in nationwide murder rate, 100% increase in arrests year over year, 31% increase in kilograms of fentanyl seized, 210% increase in gangs and criminal enterprises disrupted.
I mean, that is the historic year in 117 years of the FBI's history. If you took just one of those stats and accomplished it in 1 year, it would be a monumental feat. And that is a commitment from President Trump to back law enforcement. What we did, we put 1,000 agents into the field last year. We're going to send 1,000 more employees to the field permanently this year so they can get after it for the American people. I mean, just think about what's in those numbers. 20% less murders. Just think about that. We have a 500% increase in those predators online that prey upon our children. We've seized enough fentanyl to kill 140 million Americans. That's just the FBI alone. And as you said, we have doubled the number of violent offender arrests in 1 year under President Trump. And that is just the beginning of it.
And who should not be happy with that? Well, the criminals. And the left who think we don't need the police anyway, we should defund them, get rid of them like they're trying now to do with ICE, as they previously did with policing. The police system and justice system right now is just meant to incarcerate and lock up minorities. That's all it is. No, actually, minorities are among those wanting more police protection, and rightly so. Why should, let me put it this way, if you live in a nice enclave, white, brown, whatever, you've got a nice neighborhood. Do you think those who are not as fortunate and have to live in a crime-ridden neighborhood should have to put up with additional crime threatening them on a daily basis? They can't go out at night. They're hostage in their home. They're afraid to let their children sit on the porch on a summer evening, afraid of the gangs always coming around trying to pull on their kids. Don't you think they deserve proper protection? I do. And every parent that cares about their child does as well. So when the Democrats push defunding, getting rid of police, and things of that nature, and they want to laugh at the report you heard from Cash Patel, a 20% drop in murders. You know where most of those would have been pointed out? In the minority communities. And the left thinks, oh, they'll follow us. Whatever we offer, they'll step in and they'll follow us. They're not going to move. California Congressman Swalwell is among those saying, we need to make sure we have tighter restraints and controls on ICE.
stop roving patrols if you take your mask off, put your identification out, get rid of qualified immunity, have body cameras, and no longer target people based on their accent and the job that they work, which they've admitted to doing. They could have done that yesterday. I voted against this, and tonight, frankly, Boris, is the first debate in the governor's race in California. I wanted to be here to make it absolutely clear that the will of the people across California is to be protected, and so I'm not giving them a penny, and I don't think we should give them a penny until they do what they said they were going to do, which is remove violent criminals.
And that is part of the reason as to why so many Republicans did not vote for the bill that Trump ended up signing off on. Because they don't believe the Democrats are going to be acting in a good faith negotiation. I'm reading a piece from Chuck Schumer. We laid out a list of changes last week. He said, if Republicans refuse to support them, Republicans are choosing chaos over order, plain and simple. And, of course, that follows the fatal shooting involving federal agents and two victims. Democrats want stricter requirements for judicial warrants. They want administrative warrants. They want a warrant signed by a federal judge to enter private residences and safety agencies. Yet there's an internal memo back in January telling agents, you do not need a judicial warrant to enter these private spaces. Well, the Democrats want to go back to make it tougher for ICE agents. Swalwell saying, well, as governor, I want to do more to protect my people. You're not. You go through that, you want to push those things, you will make Californians more susceptible to crime. Your voters, if you get in. And that's not a given yet. Swalwell says, look, I'm willing to offer, quote, a compromise, my butt.
What I'm willing to concede is we should have a secure border, an asylum process that is swift and adjudicates the thousands of cases out there, and that we should remove the most violent people in our community. But what are we seeing? We're seeing people running through the fields and factories where they work. Women are being grabbed by their hair. A six-year-old child battling stage four cancer. A U.S. citizen was deported, and we lost a nurse named Preddy and a mom named Good. And so another penny only funds more public execution. I don't want to be a part of that. People want to be protected. They don't want to be executed. And that's what ICE is doing right now in our streets.
He lied about every part of that, but then plays him on the emotion. We lost these good people. They're not all so good. Were mistakes made? Mistakes are obviously made at any level of any police agency. You do your best to minimize, you do your best to correct, and you do your best to make someone be held accountable if they are part of creating the chaos or mess. But when he says we had two people killed and that ICE is in the streets executing people, if they were in the streets executing people, we would look like what they're doing in Iran right now. That's not happening. But they love to put these flowery words and adjectives around their claims, which ring hollow. And then Swalwell says, we need more sanctuary cities and counties, and maybe people don't really understand what that really means to our nation.
I just want people to understand what a sanctuary city means. It means that when an undocumented person is a victim of a crime, they are allowed to call the police and say they're a victim of spousal abuse, or they've been robbed, or a friend has been murdered, and they saw that and they want to help solve the crime, and we don't deport them for helping to make our communities safer. That's what a sanctuary city means. It doesn't mean the police don't go looking for bad guys. The police will look for bad guys regardless of your immigration status. We want them to do that.
No.
So I'm not allowing, you know, the debate to target the most vulnerable in our communities and keep them further in the shadows when we want them to be protected, more protected than what we're seeing right now.
Congressman Swalwell, question for you. How many security agents do you have around you, either being paid for by federal dollars or private security you hire? This is, again, telling the American people, we're going to take care of you. But they're not. They're taking care of themselves. In the meantime, the mayor of Minnesota says the situation with ICE in my community and our sanctuary city economy were being destroyed. Our sanctuary city economy is being destroyed. He said, we've got a lot of Operation Metro Surge underway, and we need ICE out of our city because they've gone into quarters at least 50% Latino-owned or Somali-owned. Hotels losing $4 million because of cancellations. Well, I would be one of those. If I were scheduled to make a trip to Minnesota, I would cancel that. It has nothing to do with ICE. I'm worried about the crime that's going on in your community that you guys have fostered and encouraged. Now, Fry's complaint, I'm looking here at this one source, and I don't see the source, so I'd quote it for it. They're saying his complaint is plausible. And they look at it this way, because Democrats have built this city's economy on a peculiar institution, the government's long-term delivery of many foreign workers, consumers, and renters. And that is historically bizarre foundation, dramatically different from and corrosive from the typical uniform marketplace rules that govern American citizens, whether they are employers or employees. And the Minneapolis sanctuary city economy enables and worsens many of these civic issues. And it does. Who wants to go start a business in a sanctuary city? How many are trying to get out and yet save what they can? And what's happening on the national scene beyond that? White House spokeswoman Carolyn Leavitt pointing out, we are seeing a nationwide decline in rents. Rents are coming down because Trump has been cracking down on illegal migration. She posted apartment rents just dropped to the lowest level in 4 years. 4 years. Because in the meantime, they had so many immigrants coming in, they were able to get whatever price they wanted. They'd have somebody come in. That's no longer that way. So they got to be accommodating and find a price that works. Stand by for more.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The Epstein files fallout once again spreading across the Atlantic to the UK. Britain's former ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson, is resigning from the upper house of parliament over his ties to the late sex offender. Even more stunning, one British royal is calling out another. Prince Edward did not directly mention his older brother Andrew, who has been stripped of his royal title over his Epstein ties, but listen to Edward's comments to CNN at a summit today.
I'm not sure this is the audience that is probably the least bit interested in that. So they all came here to listen to my education solving the future. But I think it's all really important always to remember the victims. And who are the victims in all this?
Andrew is facing more scrutiny after the latest document drop revealed this photo of him on the floor with an unidentified woman or girl. And the photographs at this point do not suggest any wrongdoing. Andrew has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing, but obviously a lot of questions raised here.
And it's very difficult to tell from the photos how old the young woman is, but there are actually two on the floor in the kitchen of some location. And the prince is crawling around on all fours like a dog. Strange, bizarre, yeah. Criminal, don't know. But it's enough to raise questions. They should be raised. So that was a report on CNN on the latest regarding Epstein. It did not mention something that's very critical. We've had a threat of subpoena, a contempt of Congress being thrown at Bill and Hillary Clinton if they did not agree to give a deposition on the Epstein case. Well, look what happened.
So the bottom line is the Clintons seemingly now have agreed to the terms that the House Oversight Committee has set. So they will presumably come in and provide a deposition in the investigation into the Jeffrey Epstein case. That is huge news in and of itself. But the way this happened was so unusual. Elizabeth, have you ever watched a movie about court and in the court while they're actually in trial, someone bursts into the back of the room with evidence and that sort of like clears the case or something, and you watch it and you think this would never actually happen in real life? That is sort of what happened right now. James Comer is the chairman of the Oversight Committee. He was testifying about how the Clintons had for months refused to comply with this congressional subpoena, and they were about 48 hours away from the House voting to hold the Clintons in criminal contempt of Congress for refusing the subpoena. And as he was testifying today, talking about it, all of a sudden news came in that moment that actually the Clintons have changed their minds seemingly and now are agreeing to comply with his terms.
And Comer was obviously flabbergasted. So now they're going to come in. Right. You have that on good authority. Yeah. Why don't I have that on good authority? Why does the media and the leftist legacy supporters get that information before we get it? Well, we all know the answer to that. Now, the question is, how is it going to play out? They're not going to appear together to testify in a deposition. And a deposition judging by the way I'm seeing it described now, will be behind closed doors. It's not really necessarily trying to conceal anything, but it's the standard practice. You question someone behind closed doors, you build your case, then you hold the public hearing. And you've taken a lot of the inane questions and questions that might be on the fringe out of the way and get to the core of the issue. So, later this month, Hillary will go before Congress for a congressional deposition, which again, I think will be done private at that point with members of the committee. The next day, Bill will come in. Now, I wonder if he has to be very concerned about what Hillary might be saying when she's talking. This is a very thin line here. You lie to a congressional committee in a deposition, you're going to be guilty of perjury. Now, I'm sure that Bill and Hillary are working out what they're going to say. And by the law, they cannot use her testimony and her remarks against him. But if she says one thing and he says something 180 degrees different, it'd be interesting. Hell hath no fury like Hillary Clinton. I'm convinced of that. Melinda Gates has been told that a lot of the information is also going to be gradually leaking out more information regarding her ex. She married Bill Gates. They were married for, let me see, I think they were married. Let me double check my fact here. I don't like to give numbers off the top. I think it's 27 years. Yes, 27 years married, divorced in 2021. And she has her own view of whatever happens going forward.
Whatever questions remain there of what I don't, can't even begin to know all of it, those questions are for those people and for even my ex-husband. They need to answer to those things, not me.
While Bill Gates has previously said his meetings with Epstein were a, quote, huge mistake, his mention in the newly released documents are fueling fresh scrutiny over the nature of their association.
And I hope there's some justice for those now women.
Asked about the new files, a spokesperson for Bill Gates called the latest allegations completely false and said, the only thing these documents demonstrate is Epstein's frustration that he did not have an ongoing relationship with Gates.
Well, that remains to be seen. And it'll be probably what's to be unveiled. But Melinda made it clear. She said, that's what they're going to have to deal with. They'll have to be questioning. And she made a point to mention the victims. Keep in mind these young women who were subjected to this one way or the other. They are victims. Speaking of victims, and this is something I definitely want to get in front of you. There's been a decision that is a very big decision from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. They are now, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, the first major medical group to oppose sex mutilating surgeries for minors. Every doctor should be doing that. Pediatric doctors should be jumping in on that, but they don't. Not as a group, but the first major medical group to oppose sex mutilating surgeries for minors is the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, advising against sex change surgery for minors. They represent 11,000 members. And they say if surgeons are going to deal with patients under 19, they should delay transgender-related chest, genital, and facial surgeries until they are 19. So this is the first medical organization in our nation to reject transgender activist ideological push. We can mutilate young kids and not worry one bit about it. No, we can't. and God should make sure you're punished for it. In California, they've got a gubernatorial race beginning to heat up. There's been a new ruling regarding California and its redistricting. I'll get to that as well. But first, coming into the campaign, GOP gubernatorial candidate Steve Hilton taking direct aim at Governor Newsom's push to continue to gerrymander the Golden State's congressional maps.
California needs an outsider to shake up a system that is obviously not working. I love California, but after 16 years of one-party rule by these Democrats, we've got the highest poverty, the highest unemployment, the highest cost of living in America. It is time for some balance. I was raised in a working-class family. I worked construction, started businesses of my own. For the last 3 years, I've been traveling our state, listening to Californians. I understand what needs to change. We need to end the Democrats' climate crusade so we can have $3 gas and cut your electric bills in half. You're going to hear a lot of promises tonight. But remember, these are the people who got us into this mess. It is time for an outsider with positive, practical plans for change, not more of the same.
Now, again, he's among the GOP candidates. Has to make it through that race if he's going to face whoever is going to be the final running for Newsom. Newsom cannot run again. He's termed out. That's why he's looking at the White House. But, Congressman Swalwell thinks, oh, this is my chance to become governor. And I've got things I can have happen that if I'm governor, I'll make sure that ICE agents will be punished.
You still work for ICE? That's a decision. After watching a nurse named Pretty shot and killed, a mom named Good shot and killed, people dragged through the streets, thrown into unidentified vans. If you still work for them, that's a decision. And I'm saying, as a governor, I'm going to make a decision that you can't work in the state. I also am calling on every governor, use your emergency powers and take away the driver's licenses of these folks who don't want to wear or don't want to take off their masks. There's a lot we can do to protect people. It's going to take people rising up in the streets peacefully and rock solid governors to protect the people. And by the way, that reflects the will of the American people who think you can go after bad guys, but also not terrorize women and have them subjected to having any masked individual throw them in an unidentified van. And then they're asking, are they ICE? Are they a kidnapper? That's what they've brought into our communities.
Did he pull on your heartstrings? Did he make you emotional? Killing people in the streets, like we're in Tehran, dragging women and throwing them in the vans. They don't know if they're being kidnapped by a thug wearing a mask, which all the thugs do, or if it's an ICE agent, even though they've got a vest and everything else on that says ICE or federal agent. Now, sure, someone could fake it, but that's not what is happening. They're preying upon, quote, sensitivities they think will work. And Swalwell thinks this will help because I can show that I'm for good legal protection. He talked about, we'll make sure all these immigrants could lose their license. No, he didn't mention that, did he? If they're here illegally and they have a license, he didn't mention anything about taking away their driver's license. I mentioned earlier the Supreme Court had now decided California can use a new congressional map that the voters approved. That ruling today, that makes a major victory for the Democrats ahead of their midterm. It came down in a one-sentence order. There were no explanation, no dissents. Republicans had asked the High Court to block California's redrawn district lines, claiming they were racially gerrymandered, the very thing that Steve Hilton is pointing out in his race against Gavin Newsom. But again, Newsom will not be in the running. This I want to share with you, because this is the kind of stuff that we'd be buried, but is very big news. Trump announced that the U.S. and India have reached a trade agreement. India is committed to stop buying Russian oil. Means they'll be taking oil and gas from us, not Russia. He identified Indian Prime Minister Modi as one of his greatest friends. He spoke about many things, trade, ending the war with Russia, Ukraine. He agreed to stop buying Russian oil, buy more from us directly, and Venezuela. He said, and this will help end the war in Ukraine. He said, we will move forward to reduce their tariffs and non-tariff barriers against the U.S. to zero. And Modi committed to buy American at a much higher level. That would include more than $500 billion of U.S. energy, technology, ag, coal, and other products. That makes our relationship with India even stronger going forward. He said, we will get things done. Modi later thanked Trump and even added, and of course he's speaking on behalf of 1.4 billion people. He said, with our two large economies, the world's largest democracies working together, we will all benefit. And Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability, prosperity. Big, big move. Major repercussions benefiting our nation. Well, if you missed the first hour tonight, we did the busting of the best little whorehouse in Texas, the Chicken Ranch, and my involvement in that. Tomorrow, we're going to do another twist on the same story, focusing on a man who got a lot of the publicity. There's a thin line between publicity and blame. Marvin Zindler. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.